Blog Talk Radio.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. You're live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm excited to be here. This is our 676th episode. Woo-hoo! Thank God. We just praise God for everything that we do. If you are listening online, would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak with me anytime during the show, just press 1. I'm here. And like always, how we get into it, grab your notebook, your notepad, your pen, however you take notes, grab it, get ready. You know, we always go into some type of study. And I just say that just because when I never want you to listen to this radio show and to be amped up. I never want you to be amped up for the hour that we're on here. I want you to be filled even when you leave, you know, even when you leave here eager to seek God or like that verse stood out to me. I think I want to study that more. I just want you to think about always being filled with God even after this show is over. I'm not doing this for show. God has sent me to deliver the message, and it's not always easy, but I'm here for his people, and when they listen, just to send a message so that they will listen. When I say take notes, I just really say that in a way that you will be eager and desire and have a desire to seek after God even after you're finished listening to me. So seriously, grab your notepad. So you can just go back and review throughout the week. Amen? All right. So our topic for tonight is, are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with the life that you're living? Now, I'm not the smartest person in the world. I don't know much. But there is one thing I observe about us humans, about man, that we are never satisfied. You know, whether we're a good person or a bad person, we're just so hard to please. We want all the riches, all the gold, you know, the money, the fame, the power, whatever it is that the highest position. We want to look good in the best, the finest, the latest clothing, hairstyles. You know, you have wives that are not pleased what progress their husbands have made, and husbands are not taking their wives for granted. We are never pleased. We put our trust and hope in temporary things. You know, we find ourselves unhappy and never satisfied. Never satisfied. You know, if you just ask someone at your job, hey, how are you doing? Almost without a pause, they'll complain about something. And I'm also guilty of it, like, oh, my gosh, like, my head hurt. Like, I'm so hungry. You know, I'm quickly not satisfied rather than, oh, my gosh, I'm doing good. I'm grateful for waking up today. You know, that's a blessing in itself. But we're always, as humans, we're never satisfied. We always find a way to be unhappy about something. But I would just tell you that if you want satisfaction in your life, if you want to be satisfied, you must put your trust in the Lord, and you must seek him diligently. Amen? So our scripture for tonight is Psalm 20, verses 7. I'm reading from King James. And the word says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen. Amen. So I like this scripture because it just tells, like, we would trust in basically what I was saying, all the temporary things before we trust in God. But as for those righteous people, but we will remember the name of the Lord. Those righteous people who seek after God, they will remember. They will remember God. They will remember his name in the good and in the bad. In times of trouble, distress, they will remember the name of the Lord, our God, who we put all our trust in. Amen? So man alone, man that don't trust in God, it is so hard for them to understand the physicalness of God, the spiritualness of God. Man, we look at the physical. So if you're up in a fight, you're looking how big this person is, that you're your opponent. Even if you're at a job, you're looking at, and you're going for a position. You're looking at the resume of your opponent, how much they have on you. You're looking at that. But God deals with the spiritual. And to understand God, you have to understand the spiritual. Then you will understand the physical. It's not about the big muscles. It's not about the long resume. For it is God who has advanced you in career. It is God who defeats all of your battles that you may win, no matter the size of the person, no matter the length of their money, the length of their resume. If God wants you in that position, he's going to put you in that position. Amen? It will be something that you won't be able to understand, especially if you're of the physical. Amen? Amen. We're talking about, are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? You got to remember that it was David who slain Goliath, a big giant who killed many. David, this little man, slain Goliath by the power of God. Amen? With the power of God, how many Goliaths did you slain in your life? If you had the moment to look back, just jot those down and just thank the Lord for those moments that you have slain Goliath. Amen? I just want to go to Isaiah 31, verses 1. Amen? And it say, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Amen? I'll read it one more time. This is Isaiah chapter 31, verses 1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and horsemen because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Lord, Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Amen. So you see your opponent, you see the big muscles, you see the long resume, you know what your opponent is about, you see the big money, and you just already put in your mind that you're defeated. You don't even call on the Lord to advance you. You don't even call on the Lord for rescue. You're just already defeated. Amen. Are you satisfied? Are you not satisfied with what God has done for you? And those chariots, when you call upon the Lord, he will rescue you. When you humble yourself and when you pray, he will rescue you. He will win those battles for you. I told y'all we're doing a lot of scripture reading today. So turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 1. Right? 20 verses 1, Deuteronomy. When thou goest out to the battle against thy enemy and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. So whatever horses, whatever chariots that you see that may be a barrier in your life, do not fear. Do not be dismayed, for God is with you. Your God is with you. He will bring you up out of that land of Egypt. You remember when Pharaoh was chasing them? They were on the horses. The Red Sea was parted. They were on horses and chariots, but they did walk through the ocean, the river. They walked through. The sea. God parted the sea. They walked through. They trusted in the Lord, and the Lord did deliver them. And once those chariots, once those horses came right after them, they flooded. They died in that sea trying to chase after the righteousness. Amen? You see how God can do? Not only will he deliver you out of your situation, out of your Egypt, whatever your Egypt is, not only will he deliver you, he will also bring your enemies down so you will see. That's what Proverbs 23 is saying. He will prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. He will prepare a table for the goodness. And your enemies will see what the Lord has done. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my righteous. And see what God can do for you. We are talking about, are you satisfied? Why are we constantly satisfied in these temporary things? Knowing the power of God, why are we still satisfied? Why? I don't know why. It's just a question that I honestly don't know why, because even in my faith, see, I'm not, when I minister, when I'm talking on here, I'm not just talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself as well, and it was me just going over the scripture, and God wanted me to bring the scripture to life, bring the sermon to life. It was hitting home, and you know how you talk to God, and you're going back and forth like, hold on, this hitting me. Like, it was just an eye-opener for me. So I just thank God in that, just opening my eyes, and I'm not coming at you guys, but we just have to be better Christians. And reevaluate ourselves when we're not satisfied in our lives. And I'll share something with you. Like we all do, we struggle with faith. You know, like we all do, we just struggle sometimes with our faith. Sometimes, you know, one day we're seeking the Lord, the next day we're taking a break. You know, we can take a break, but we're steady watching TV. So this happened to me actually yesterday. I'm just watching TV. I know I should be working on something, especially since it's the summertime and I'm doing most of my work at home. I decided not to go to the library because when I work from home, I know, how many of y'all know y'all not really working from home? So that's me. That's me. When I work from home, I have to leave here. I'll go to the library to do work. So I decided to actually work from home, you know, from my kitchen, close to my couch, close to the TV. So that's what I decided to do, and I kept saying, the next hour, I'm going to start working. And the next hour, I'm going to work, and then the next hour passed. Okay, I'm going to give myself 30. Oh, my goodness, I'm watching this show. I'm finishing one more episode. Then I went on to the next show, the next movie. And by the time I knew it, it was already about, like, 7. And in that time, my phone died. and I'm still watching TV. This is how crazy it is. You know, when they say that the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak, it's very true. I'm, like, desiring to, like, my spirit is really desiring to work on this topic for tonight. The spirit is really wanting me to write, really wanting me to read. Like, you know, all this stuff is in my spirit, but my flesh is just very weak, and I was indulging in the TV. I really was. And my phone died, and I wanted to put it on charge, but I said, let me finish this. You know, I've all yesterday just procrastinating. And all of a sudden, the power goes out. I've been watching TV all day. The power goes out. My phone is not charged. And I'm like, oh, snap. Like, what am I going to do now? I was left no choice but to read the word. So I had candles. I lit the candles, set them in the middle of the table. And before that happened, you know, I just was bringing my books and things like that to the table, and I just, like, broke down and cried. I was just, like, just realizing that the things that I was going through that was discouraging me from going to the Word, it was really discouraging me from going to the Word, just confronting pain that I have been experiencing in the last couple of months. You know, I haven't really dealt with those painful feelings. You know, I've just been avoiding them, keeping busy with things. So last night I was able to confront them and break down to God and humble myself, and I need help. I'm like, it was literally dark, excluding the lights from the candle. It was completely dark, which reflected what I was going through spiritually, right? We're still talking about already satisfied, but I just want to bring this up. But, you know, what I was experiencing, spiritually, I was not satisfied. Like, I'm not, you know, that happened yesterday, so still I'm working on being satisfied in the Lord. But I was just in a dark place, you know, spiritually I was in a dark place. And I just asked God to shed light wherever there is darkness in my life, whether it be my career, whether it be my writing, whether it be my relationships, just shed light. Whether it be ministering to Purpose Kingdom Network, whether it be me giving into my church, wherever there's darkness, I was just asking God to shed light. And God is so funny. And, like, within minutes after me just praying that, lights came on. So I'm back in the light now. And I said, okay, I'm not turning on the TV. I'm done with the TV. And I haven't even watched TV today. So, you know what, I'm done with TV for the rest of the night, and I went to grab my notebook, and near my notebook was a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper, I wrote Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 23, and it was like, that is a prayer for wisdom and revelation. And I just thank God for giving the wisdom and revelation. When you call out to him, he will answer you. And when I say it was revelation last night, when I say it was satisfaction last night, it was revelation, satisfaction, not just last night, but even for today. And in that scripture, I realized that is by the light, you know, it's by the grace of God and the light that was shown that had opened my eyes. I'm satisfied in the Lord. Amen? Amen. So I just thank God, and I thank you for allowing me to share what happened last night. But that just happened last night. So there's truly satisfaction in the Lord. There's truly answers when you seek the Lord, when you're willing. Don't be like me. Take my story and be wise in it. Don't wait for something to happen to want to seek the Lord. You know, just come with a desire and heart to seek the Lord. I know it's easy said than done. I know this world is tough, you know. Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? Evaluate your life. Just keep asking yourself, are you satisfied? And write down the areas in your life where you're not satisfied. And just pray upon those areas. Amen? Amen. So we are live with Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, if you're just tuning in. And our topic for tonight is, are you satisfied? This is our 676th episode. If you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you would like to speak with me, your host, press 1. I'm here. Just listen. If you want to just listen, kick back, that's fine. Make sure you've taken those notes, though. Praise God. As I was saying, it's just, especially in this day and age, it's just really hard to please men. It's very hard. Like, I get it, you know. Even us as Christians, even us who call ourselves Christians, it is hard to please God. Christian, I'll give you a prime example. Christian man, he's claiming that he wants a faithful woman in God. But once he has that faithful woman in God and she follows all the laws of God, even the one where it says don't fornicate, wait until you're married, then the Christian man that has that faithful Christian woman, that Proverbs 31 woman, now that Christian man, he wanted his faithful woman in Christ to compromise and disobey God on that one little itty bitty part of the word. Oh, and Christian woman, you want God to send you a king, one that's set or ordered from the Lord. Your king that seeks the Lord day and night and also follows the law of God. You want him to be your provider, to cherish his woman and his wife. But Christian woman, you find a flaw in it. What's that flaw? He's too nice. We are never, never satisfied. Husband, you finally married the woman that you wanted, that faithful, that Proverbs 31 woman. Now you want her to have kids. Now that the children are here, you don't think that she spends enough time with you. All her time is focused on the kids. And you also said she got a little fat. It's only been 3 months since she had the last child. Wife. You pray that your husband will find a better paying job. I'm hitting some points right here. I'm hitting some nerves. Wife, you pray for husband. You pray for your husband to have a better paying job. And now that he has that job, that better paying job, which also requires more time, now you complain that he's always working. He's always working. It's little time for you. Ladies, I'm still girl power, but I just can't be biased. Y'all feel me? I just can't be biased. So I had to point out the flaw in man, in the man and the woman. We all have those flaws. We as people are never satisfied. I would say when I was dating this guy, I remember I offered him to come over for breakfast. He came over for breakfast, and when I say I cooked a bomb meal, like breakfast, it was delicious. Like I don't like to brag, but this breakfast, it was good. Like I'm really not a good cooker, but this one, it was good. I seasoned the eggs right; they were right. Like everything was on point. I had waffles, eggs, bacon, sausages, and then also I set up like nice food or whatever, you know, trying to be impressive or whatever, you know, so in courtship or whatever. So I have table set up right. I even got orange juice, you know. The food was great, and you know, I was just like, you know, after he was finished, I was just like, hey, was it good? Are you satisfied? Because I was satisfied. I'm like, are you satisfied? You know. And he was like, it was very good, you know. He was like, but I'm not satisfied. He was like, you can never be satisfied. You're going to always want more. And when he said that, I didn't agree. I didn't say nothing. I just got silent, and I don't think he picked up on that. It was just like a silence came over me, you know. It was just like, me and my, like, observations and things like that, like, I just, in my head, I began to wonder about my relationship with him. It was just like, you can never be satisfied. I began to think, like, you may not be satisfied with this meal. You're going to want to go get a meal from somebody else. You may not be satisfied with me. And it just had me, man, I just was thinking in my head, it is so hard to please man. It is so hard to please humans. College student, you got that B. Your mom, your parents, they want you to get that A. College student, you went to college for what you wanted, but your mom wanted you to go for nursing. You went for communications. It is hard to please. It is so hard to please humans. They are never satisfied. And when you get caught up in trying to please humans, even your parents, even your children, your spouses, you find a dissatisfaction within yourself. That's where that depression comes. That's where you feeling small comes into play. When you're trying to please everyone. I do my best, and I try my best not to be that yes woman to everyone. Because no matter what, no one will be satisfied. No one will be pleased. Amen? Amen. We're talking about, are you satisfied? The only way you can be satisfied is by seeking the Lord. Amen? That's the only way. That's the only way you can be satisfied, by putting your trust in the Lord, by seeking him diligently, by not trusting in those chariots, whatever that may be. If that's your money, and that's your putting all your trust in your husband, your wife, I'm not saying not to trust them, but when you trust them on a level that you're supposed to trust God, that's where the problem lies. Amen. So I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. But it is a problem when you put them above God. You put your trust in them. That's where you come tumbling. That's when you become flooded in the deep sea. Amen. Amen. So I just want to, I know when I was going over, this topic last night, when I was working on this last night, I was thank God, and I began to think of my testimony, and Revelation 12:11 came to mind, and it was saying, and they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. I was just saying that because as writing this, God was just telling me that there's someone that will be listening that has never told their testimony and need to tell their testimony. If that is you, I want you to just call in and just give your testimony, you know. And when he say they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb is Jesus Christ, right? So by that Lamb of Jesus Christ, you will overcome the evil one. And by telling your testimony, you will overcome. You'll be able to live, and not only you, but others that listen to you. So if you are that person that needs to tell your testimony to overcome whatever you are going through, I want you to call in, and I want you to tell your testimony, because you have a testimony, and I believe that your testimony will not just uplift you, but also uplift everyone. And I know, what was it, July 20th, 2015, it wouldn't have been a Dominique if it wasn't by the grace of God. It wouldn't have been a Dominique. My life would have been taken in a car accident. And by the grace of God, I'm here. And as time goes on, my purpose is being filled as I seek the Lord, you know, as I go after him. I was in a world where I didn't feel satisfied. I wanted more money. I wanted a better, like, I wanted a better job. I just wanted, I just wasn't satisfied. I just wasn't pleased with myself because I didn't know who God was. You know, it's been months before that car accident happened that I just kept saying, Lord, who are you? Like, I don't know you. You're not real. You know, just me just calling out to God, just like, you are not real. Like, if you are real, I wouldn't be going through this. Like, why am I not? My life is not satisfying. So for months, I would have this argument with God. You know, I would be talking to him. You know, someone who, in quotation marks, someone who I didn't think was real, I'm sitting here talking to. So if you are that person, I just want you to tell your testimony. I just want you to give your testimony. I want you to be free. I want you to be overcome. Amen. So if you're just tuning in, still time to go, but we are talking about, are you satisfied? I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and you know we're live on Purpose Kingdom Network, Blog Talk Radio, and this is our 676th episode. If you are online and you would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. All right, and if you want to talk to me, you can press one. If you have any questions about anything, if you want to give a comment, you may call in, press one. But if you just want to chill, continue to listen, continue to take notes, please do. I definitely don't mind. I feel like you guys are here right in my kitchen while I'm giving this topic, while I'm just speaking tonight. So thank you for listening. All right. So, I know that we have to diligently seek the Lord. And in Hebrews 12, chapter 12, verses 6, how do we satisfy God, you know? But in Hebrews 12, chapter 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen? So if you want to be satisfied, you have to seek God. But first you have to have faith. In everything we do, we must have faith. Amen? We have to have faith. Because without that faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible to please him. It is impossible to satisfy him. You must come with a believing heart that God will reward you. God will reward you for seeking diligently. Amen. So if you will go to Hebrews 12:6 and just, let me see. Okay. Amen. I'm sorry. Hebrews 11:6. I apologize about that. So if you go to starting from verse 7, it tells you, 7 down to 9, it explains that by faith Noah, verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteous, which is by faith. So it was by faith that Noah built the ark. People were against him. People didn't believe. They laughed at him. He believed. You have to have faith, even when people laugh at you. You know, when I first, me, just even, I would say years before I came to Christ, you know, the Spirit spoke to me and was just like, no more sex. You can't have sex anymore. You know, me just telling my friends laughed at me. So like, okay, God spoke to, you know, like, okay, that's what you, of all the things God could have said to you, God could have said you're going to have wealth, this and that, but he spoke to you and said that. I didn't know it was a preparation to prepare me for, you know, it was preparation step for him to prepare me for for what I'm doing right now, you know, so I can speak, so I can be, so I can speak about the things and not, so I'm sorry, so I can practice what I'm preaching in that sense, you know. So I didn't know about those preparations. You're going to have people laughing at you. You're going to have people just booing, banning your idea. But once God is with you, I tell you, they're going to years later, months later, however long it takes, those who laughed at you, those who pointed at you, they're going to wish that they had followed you. Amen? So it's by faith that we do these things that God said. By in that faith, we are satisfying, we are pleased. So Noah built the ark with faith. So by faith, we do everything. And verse 8 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Amen? So by faith, Abraham went to a place to receive his inheritance. He obeyed God. He went out. He didn't know, like, what would come of this place. He didn't know the plans God had for him, but he trusted, he believed in God. He knew that his words were truthful. He knew that the Lord would bless him. Amen. And verse 9 said, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. Excuse me. As in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Amen. So it was by faith that he dwelt in the strange country. How many of you are sitting back? God has told you to move from a position, but you're so afraid. You can't take that leap of faith. You know it's God tugging at you. I'm telling you, if God tells you to move from a position, a job, a relationship, whether it be a marriage, if God told you to leave that, I'm telling you, you better follow after the Lord. You don't know what may come of it. Amen. I just say that back when, before I was in a car accident, God has been giving me signs to leave a certain position, and I didn't listen. So he had to force me. It was just so much going on with my car accident I learned the hard way, basically. I learned the hard way to move by faith. You know, I learned the hard way. And I don't want you to learn the hard way. I want you to, you know, say that, and the Bible says that people die, people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So when you have the knowledge, when you have the truth, there's no excuse for you to continue to do what you do. So when you are a shepherd, you are a sheep, I'm sorry, when you are a sheep of God and you know his voice, you know that it is him telling you to move from this certain position, move from this place. He gives you, you don't even have to worry about it because when you go to that place, you know it is by God. God gives provision. First of all, he's telling you to move from a place that you're not even satisfied, a place that don't even pay well, a place that don't even treat you right. He's telling you to move. You 30-something-year-old still in your parents' home, he's telling you to move. I have a place for you. I can't bless you until you move from your mother's household. It is a husband who left his mother's household, who then found a wife. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to trust what God is telling you. Amen? So move, whatever God is telling you, move from that position. He will give you that provision. He has provided for you provision. He has provided what is needed for a task. So you won't even have to worry about a thing. You will be satisfied in this new place. Things will be set up for you. It will come easy. So I tell you to move. Go by faith. Amen? Amen. So it's by faith that these people in the Bible move. And let it be by faith that you move as well. I am taking up, I'm going on faith. You know, I like to practice what I've been preaching, and I've just been for years, like, me just writing, it has really, really, really been something that I loved, I desired, and God has always, since I was a teenager, told me to take up this writing. I was just too afraid to take it up, too afraid to be vulnerable to the world and what I was writing. But now this summer, now that I have more time, I've just been taking the leap of faith and just going out, just writing, just putting my writings out there. So I encourage you also to be moved by the faith of God and to listen to the faith of God, to listen to his words, to be diligent, to seek after him, and he will reward you. Amen. We do have a caller, and I would like to bring that caller on.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Thank you. I like what you were, you know, talking about in regards to faith. And, you know, it reminds me of when I used to hear about the three biggest virtues for people. Back in the days of when the Bible was probably being written, you know, page mm-hmm. by page, and they said faith, hope, and charity were the three biggest virtues. But mm-hmm. even though some people may claim one is better than the other, one thing you can say, and I agree with you, if you keep the faith, you'd be surprised at the doors that will be open to you with God's mercy. Faith has really been, I can give a testimonial, it has been a very good, positive thing, whereas if I didn't have a faith, I will not say that I'll be here today to talk about it.
Mm.
So, you know, faith has helped me to help other people. And when you do have that faith in yourself, that pretty much helps your confidence. And people with low self-esteem, they don't know. Just getting the faith by one way or the other, by prayer for God and support mm-hmm. from the right people that he send them or, you know, send the person, that they can really make strides. It don't, may not happen overnight. It may not happen as fast mm-hmm. as we want. But, yes, I agree with you. Faith is a very good virtue for people yeah. to understand what God can do if you just hang in there. And the saying that goes in the Bible, something about, and ye who has the faith of a grain of mustard seed, meaning even if you have the littlest faith, I'm sure that everything else can eventually just follow. So I just wanted to say I support you in talking about the subject of faith because, yes, it is a very wonderful virtue. And continue to talk, please, because you keep others inspired.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Amen. So before I move forward, I just want to get into the call of salvation. And this is, I just love this point of the show, just the call of salvation. And it's, we do this to for people to reclaim their salvation. So if there is someone who has never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, now's the opportunity to, or this is someone who want to reclaim their salvation. And this is someone who doesn't feel satisfied. If you're someone who is not satisfied in your life and you want to know how to be satisfied, I tell you to repent. And repent is just turning from your old ways. Turning from the ways of the world, turning to other gods, idols. and just following Jesus Christ. I accept you as my Lord, personal servant, Savior. The way that I have been doing it, it is not pleasing to me. I'm not happy here. I'm in a low point. Yes, I have money, but I'm still feeling low. I'm not satisfied. Yes, I have a wife, a husband, but I'm not satisfied. Lord, I realize you are the only person that can do it. You are the only person that can offer to me satisfaction. You are the only person. You are the only one who has died for me, who has risen, who has hidden riches for me in your place. You are the only one that has done it. My mother didn't do it. My father didn't do it. My spouse didn't do it. My job didn't do it, but only you. So I take you into my life. I surrender all to you, that I would do things according to your will, that I will seek your word diligently. And not only that, I will move by faith. So no matter how hard the task is, I will continue to say yes. And if you have repented, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you are saved. So I just want you to get into a great Bible-based teaching church, one that will preach the word of God, one that will go after Jesus Christ to heal the sick, cast out demons. Amen? Amen. So, Brother Rob, I would like to bring you on for any announcements that we may have.
Yes, and thank you so much for bringing me on for the announcements, and thank you for joining us for the 677th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is also a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank you for joining us. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request, and we appreciate that. Also, you can do likewise on purpose_kingdom on Instagram and Twitter. We're also in LinkedIn and iTunes and Google Plus, where you can hear any of our past and previous shows. Also, you can go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, where you can just simply type in a host name or a show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety. And we greatly appreciate each and any one of you that does so. And like I said, we appreciate you, the listener, for supporting Share Purpose Kingdom Network. Also, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour with Reverend Arthur Burgess. And once again, that's going to be the Healing Hour at the 9 p.m. hour, hosted by our very own Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And we thank you, and like I said, we appreciate all the listeners, whether here domestically in the United States or overseas. We greatly appreciate your listenership and your support, and please continue to support us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and with God's will and God's blessing, we'll join you again at the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow evening. And we thank you, and we thank you so much. And Sister Dominique.
Yes, I'm here.
The show's back in your hands.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Just want to thank all the listeners. Thank you for just supporting me. Also, Purpose Kingdom Network as a whole. Just thank you guys for listening. And I just wanted to send out some special prayers for some of the hosts on the show as they're going through some trials. Aaron, Minister Aaron Williams, Sister Darlene, and Sister Adrian, we just send our prayers to you and strengthen you as you are going through these trials, and may the Lord be with you and lift you up. Amen. So we are talking about, are you satisfied? You know, we just said how man is never, never pleasing. He's never pleased. Man will never be satisfied. And if you want satisfaction, you must seek the Lord, and you must have faith. You must seek him diligently every day, day and night. when I was reading Ephesians 1:16 was saying that you bring God, verse 16 was saying that you bring God in every prayer. You thank him in every prayer. So have faith, diligently seek God, and he will offer you those rewards. You heard, faith is a great virtue to have. It's by faith that Jesus was able to heal those people. So we have to do our part. God will do his work, but we have to do our part as well. So how you become satisfied is by seeking the Lord. Amen. The Lord promised satisfaction to his righteous people. If you go to chapter 107, verses 9, you will see where the Lord says this. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. So the soul that longs after God, that is willing to seek him diligently, he fills you, your soul. He fills your soul, goodness. Amen? He will fill you. If you go to Psalm 22, verses 6, and I just put the scriptures out there so you know it's not my word. It's the Lord. So please take your notes, as I mentioned before, you know. These are my words. It's from the Lord. These are the Lord. The word, the truth, the light. 22:6. But I am a worm, and no man a reproach of me, and despise of the people. Amen. But I am a worm, and no man reproach of men, and despise of the people. Amen. So God is promising us, John 6:35. I just want you to just see this. John 6:35. How God promises us satisfaction. And John is in the New Testament. Chapter 6:35 says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So God, once again, is letting us know you will be satisfied. You will never be hungry. How many in the world, if you can remember, you know, to those who are saved, sanctified, if you can remember being in the world, and even those who may still be in the world, you are never satisfied. How many still remember being hungry, having fun at those parties, and then coming home and just feeling very empty? But God is saying that you will drink from this well. You will never thirst. You will eat my bread, and you will never be hungry. He is satisfying us. And that's why I mean you have to understand the spiritual to understand the physical. Because if your soul is filled, the physical is filled. Amen? If your soul is filled, the physical is filled. So he is offering us fulfillment within our soul so that we will be fulfilled in this physical realm. Jesus told his disciples, he was saying that it is not the bread that I speak of. I'm not talking about that physical bread. I don't need that. He is talking about the bread that God gives him, that fulfillment that God gives him. He don't need the physical bread. Amen. And in 35, verse 35, there that word go, he that believeth on me shall never thirst. believing and trusting and faithfulness all goes hand in hand. He's not just fulfilling those who just say it with their mouth, oh, I trust in the Lord. He's fulfilling those who believe in their heart without a doubt. Oh, God is going to provide a way. God is going to provide a way. You know, I can just remember being young, like, and my mom, she just so like, she loved the Lord. And my mom had so much faith. And my mom just always would thank God. And, like, the times I'd be like, why are you crying? Why aren't you doing this? You know, me just being a kid observing. I'm like, I could never understand. I could never grasp what my mom was feeling towards God, you know, when she would praise him. And now I tell you, once I accepted Jesus Christ, once I got to know him, once the light was shed in those dark areas, I became satisfied the same way my mom would be satisfied in the lowest points of life, you know. Now I share that with my mom, that faithfulness and just having faith and believing, knowing that, you know what, I'm in this situation, but you know what, I'm going to get out of it. Amen. So I want you to know that the Lord, he offers fullness in our souls, that we will lack nothing good. We will not hunger nor thirst. He's offering that for our souls. So if you are not satisfied, if you are someone who's not satisfied, who's not pleased with the way they're living, I want you to reevaluate yourself, reevaluate your relationship with God and Jesus. Have you taken that step to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you taken that step? And if you haven't, I want you to just ask God just to have the littlest faith. We said it. Faith is a great virtue to have. Our caller just said it. I want you to have the little faith of a mustard seed and see what God can do for you when you call upon him. He will show you. He will let those chariots, those horses that are chasing after you, that are in your way, that are stopping you, he will flood them in the deep sea. Just have faith. Walk through that parted sea. Have faith in the Lord and not those temporary things. So I just want to thank you guys for joining me tonight. And I hope that you will be satisfied. Not just for this hour that we was here, but I just pray that you would go be satisfied in the Lord. Go seek him diligently. Whatever verse stood out to you, that you will, that you need to work on, that God said you need to work on, I just want you to go seek him diligently and see and listen to what he had to say to you. So I just thank you for joining me, and I will see or talk to you guys in the next 2 weeks. And I just pray that you are covered, that all those that are listening, that you will be satisfied, that there will be light shed upon the darkest places that you are facing right now. I don't want you to give up. I want you to have faith and trust in the Lord. And in your faith, you will be healed. You will be delivered from all that you are going through. In Jesus' name, I pray until next time. I will see you guys. I will talk to you guys. Good night. Deuces.
Jesus lives.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.